Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe McGee going through the Bible book by book, and we're taking it in chronological order as it happened, which is very different than the way it's written. And so I've shared almost every episode. The Bible's not written. It's not written in chronological order. It's written longest book to the shortest book. And so sometimes it messes people up and they're reading like, hey, man, we've jumped back. Well, no, it's not written in chronological order. Now, there are some Bibles you can buy at Christian bookstores that are written in chronological order. I'd recommend you get one. It's great just to read it as it happened. Makes a lot more sense. So today we're picking up in the book of Deuteronomy. Numbers has been a great book, all the laws and the things that happen and why they happen. But now it's going to get really, really interesting. This is one of the greatest books of the Bible. We get all the way up to chapter 28 about the laws that were given. So we're starting today in chapter 1 and about how God's getting ready to set up the people. They're going to possess what God's promised them. So we're going to start off in chapter 1. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I still study the King James, but I don't speak King James. So this is Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 1. It said, these are the words that Moses spoke to all the people of Israel while they were in the wilderness east of the Jordan River. They were camped in the Jordan between Paran on the side and Tabal on the other side. Normally it takes only 11 days to travel from Mount Sinai going away of Mount Seir, but 40 years after the wilderness, after Israel left Egypt, the first of the 11th month, Moses addressed the people of Israel, telling them everything the Lord had commanded him to say. And so God's had Moses up on top of the mountain. You know, they made a movie about it. Cecil B. DeMille's made a good movie about it. They made a brand new one recently about he's up on the mountain. God's given instructions, given the Ten Commandments. He came down. He got mad. He threw him down. They broke. He goes back up. He has to get another set. And so it's been sort of a long journey. So now they're about to possess the land. They're about to get ready to go in. So here's, I'm going to jump down around verse 6. It says, when we are at Mount Sinai, the Lord our God said to us, you have stayed on the mountain long enough. It's time to break camp and to move on. Go to the hill country of the Amorites and of the neighboring region of the Jordan Valley, the hill country, and the western foothills, the Negev, and the coastal plain. Go to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon and all the way to the great Euphrates River. Look, I am giving you all this land. You go. He's setting at the boundaries of Israel. Now, today, modern-day Israel still does not possess all the land that God promised. There's some nations that border Israel that still belong to Israel. Now, not politically today, but biblically forever. And so eventually, Israel will possess that land. God promised them, this will be your land. And so it's good to go back and kind of set the boundaries. I'm giving you all this land that you go to. Go in and occupy it, for it is a land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and to their descendants. Moses appoints leaders. He said, Moses continued, at that time I told you, you are too great a burden for me to carry all by myself. So the Lord your God has increased your population, made you as numerous as the stars. And may the Lord, the God of your ancestors, multiply you 1,000 times more and bless you as he's promised. But you are such a heavy load to carry. How can I deal with all your problems and your bickering? Choose some well-respected men from each tribe among you, known for their wisdom and their understanding, and I will appoint them as leaders. Now, I've taught on leadership for years. When I worked in the electrical industry, I worked for three different companies, 4 years each, before I quit and went back to school and got in ministry. And I worked for three different great churches. But every organization, business, church-wise, you got to have leaders. You got to have people that will take the lead, bear the burden, make the decisions, carry whatever mistakes get made, and learn how to fix it. We're leaders are problem solvers. They're not perfect people. There are no perfect people. Perfect people don't exist. But there are people who solve problems. So he said this. Said, you're such a heavy load. So then they responded, your plan is a good one. So I took the wise, the respected men you had selected from your tribes, and I appointed them to serve as judges and officials over you. Some were responsible for 1,000 people, some for 100, some for 50, and some for 10. So he's got it divided up really good. You could do a whole seminar in college on this about leadership. At that time, I instructed the judges, you must hear the cases of your fellow Israelites and the foreigners living among you. Be perfectly fair in your decisions, impartial in your judgments. Hear the cases of those who are poor as well as those who are rich. Don't be afraid of anyone's anger, for the decision you make is God's decision. Bring me any case that is too difficult for you, and I will handle them. And at that time, I gave instructions about everything they were to do. He said, listen, I'm going to hand this off to you. Thousands, hundreds, fifties, tens, dividing it up. You know, who are you going to put over 50? People that can handle 50. Who are you going to put over 100? People that can handle 100. You're going to put over 1,000? People that can handle 1,000. It's a great case on leadership. You'll be given responsibility according to the ability you can handle. And so then jumping down to verse 19, then just as the Lord our God had commanded us, we left Mount Sinai and traveled through the great and terrifying wilderness. As you yourselves remember, we headed toward the hill country of the Amorites. When we arrived in Kadesh Barnea, I said to you, you have now reached the hill country of the Amorites, and our Lord God is giving us. Lord, look, he has placed the land in front of you. Go and occupy it, as the Lord has said, the God of your ancestors. He promised you. Don't be afraid and don't be discouraged. Now, he said this, you'll hear it. I won't read all the chapters, but most of them. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. When they went into the promised land the first time, God said, fear not. Fear not. The angel showed up. Fear not. Fear not. Joshua, fear not. Why? Why did he tell them? Because he was afraid. Because he's counting how many people on another side of the river. Like, oh, man, there's a lot of them. There's even giants in the land. It's like, it's big. So the angel shows up. Fear not, Joshua. Fear not, Joshua. Sometimes as a parent, as a leader, you got to instruct those under you. Don't be afraid because they are. And somebody's telling them, don't be afraid. Why do you have to tell them? Because they are afraid. Because it's a natural thing to have fear, and you've got to learn to overcome that. And so how do you do that? By knowing the truth. The Bible says truth will set you free. So what he's trying to do is remind them, I've given you this land. It's been my promise to you. It's yours. Don't be afraid. I'm going to give you victory. Don't be afraid. But it says, don't be afraid and don't be discouraged. But you all came to me at first and said, first, let's send out scouts to explore the land for us. They would advise us the best route to take, which towns we should enter. This seemed like a good idea to me, so I chose 12 scouts, one from each of your 12 tribes. They headed to the hill country and came to the valley and explored it. They picked some fruit and brought it back to us, and they reported, the land the Lord our God has given us is indeed a good land. Verse 26, but you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God and refused to go in. You complained in your tents and said, the Lord must hate us. You ever said that? The Lord must hate us. That's why he's brought us here from Egypt, to hand us over to the Amorites, to be slaughtered. Where can we go? Our brothers have been demoralized. They've demoralized us with this report. They tell us the people in the land are taller and more powerful than we are. Their towns are large, the walls rising high into the sky. We even saw giants, the descendants of Anak. What's that? Well, they're half-breeds of fallen angels and humans. Goliath was one of the descendants of Anak. He's a half-breed between a fallen angel and a human. He's 10 foot 2 inches tall, got 6 fingers and 6 toes. He's not normal. But I said to you, don't be shocked. Don't be afraid of them. The Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you, just as you saw him do in Egypt. And you saw how the Lord your God cared for you all along the way as you traveled through the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child. Now he has brought you to this place. But even after all he did, you refused to trust the Lord your God, who goes before you, looking for the best places to camp, guiding you with a pillar of fire by night, a pillar of cloud by day. When the Lord heard you complaining, he became very angry. So he solemnly swore, not one of you from this wicked generation will live to see the good land I swore to give your ancestors, except Caleb and Joshua. He will see the land because he followed the Lord completely. I will give him and his descendants some of the very land he explored during his scouting mission. Verse 37, and the Lord also angry with me because of you. He said, Moses, not even you will enter the promised land. Instead, your assistant Joshua, the son of Nun, will lead the people into the land. Encourage him, for he will lead Israel and take possession of it. I will give the land to your little ones, your innocent children. You are afraid they would be captured, but they will now be the ones who will occupy it. As you turn around now and go back through the wilderness toward the Red Sea. Then you confess, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go home. We'll go to the land we fight for, as the Lord our God has commanded us. So your men strapped on their weapons, thinking it would be okay, easy attacking the hill country. But the Lord told me, do not attack, for I am not with you. If you go ahead on your own, you'll be crushed by your enemies. This is what I told you, but you would not listen. Instead, you again rebelled against the Lord's command and arrogantly went into the hill country to fight. But the Amorites who lived there came out against you like a swarm of bees. They chased you and battered you all the way from Mount Seir to Hormah. And then you returned and wept before the Lord, but he refused to listen. So he stayed there in Kadesh for a long time. So that's the essence of them going to the Promised Land. While they went in, they saw the land, they explored it for 40 days, came back with great reports, carried some of the fruit, and said, but we can't go in, there's giants in the land. Well, God knew there were giants in the land. He said, I've already given you victory. But they refused to accept it. And so they had to go back in the wilderness for 40 years till all the adults died off, everybody 20 years of age and up. Then he took all the young ones, and he finally took them in 40 years later. And they went and they possessed what their fathers could have possessed, but they refused to believe it. They went and they did possess the Promised Land. So this begins an incredible journey in the book of Deuteronomy, how they possessed what God had already promised them. He's just looking for somebody to stand up and get up hair on the lip to take it. So tune in next time as we come up. We're going to continue this great, great story about how God's always tried to bless his people, but he needs somebody to believe him. He needs somebody to trust him. He needs somebody to step out in faith. So let's do that today in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.